Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are all under siege. We are all diminished by white supremacist hate and violence. It is a scourge on this country. It is a threat to our democracy.
Janae Nelson, president and director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, calls white nationalism a big security threat to the United States. She was among various civil rights leaders who met with the president and vice president Monday, days after a racially motivated shooting left three black people dead in Florida. Nelson called on people to vote, organize, and protest as the nation finds itself at an inflection point. Some Democrats in the Sunshine State are blaming 2024 presidential hopeful and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for creating an environment and passing policies that foster hate and discrimination. Over the weekend, DeSantis attended a vigil to honor the victims of this past weekend's shooting and was booed by people in attendance. GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is receiving heat for comparing Democratic Massachusetts Representative Ayanna Pressley to a modern grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan for comments she made in 2019, saying, "We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice." Ramaswamy stood by his words during a Sunday appearance on CNN.
"I think it is the same spirit to say that I can look at you and based on just your skin color, that I know something about the content of your character."
Former President Donald Trump saw a slight decrease in his support after he skipped the first GOP debate last week, according to a new poll from Emerson College. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley saw the largest post-debate bump, going from 2% to 7%. A new report examines past efforts to combat election disinformation during the 2022 election and previews 2024. The report by the Common Cause found election disinformation will intensify and calls it obligatory for nearly all Republican primary candidates and opportunists seeking financial benefit. Former Stop Disinformation field manager with Common Cause, Roselang Masso, says communities of color are the most common targets of disinformation.
"We also know that misinformation and disinformation shops, right, these suppliers really do target folks of color, particularly Latinx folks who are Spanish speakers and Black Americans."
Ranked choice voting is gaining momentum. Close to 50 cities in the states of Maine and Alaska now use the system, which allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference. Ranked choice Boston executive director Ed Shoemaker calls it good for democracy.
"Now you don't have to vote with your head, right? You can vote with your heart in a way that really expresses how you feel and what type of leader you want to reflect and lead your community."
Some state political parties are rejecting the system, calling it too confusing for voters. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.